Wow. The air conditioning's on. All right? I'm just telling you, the air conditioning is on. Apparently, it's not working so good.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. Oh, you're right there. All right, everybody go sit with Carol, okay? It's working in that spot, all right? Hi. So I know that sermon title, you look at that, you go, hey, you can't say when God is enough. You can't say that. When God is not enough? You can't say that in church. Not in church, you can't say God's not enough. What the heck? You can't be saying stuff like that. And yet, if we're honest with ourselves, we will admit to wanting what we do not have. Always, it seems, the grass is looking greener. Sometimes it would appear that we are more interested in building our little kingdom than God's kingdom. You ever notice that? Because in God's kingdom, God's in charge. And in our kingdom, we get to be in charge. We kind of like the sound of that. Kind of like being in charge. That's all right. And so in our passage, Israel comes before Samuel and they say, hey, the Philistines have a king, the Amorites have a king, the Hittites have a king, all the other tites have a king. How come the Israelites don't have a king? We want a king. And Samuel says to them, we have God as our king. We don't want God as our king. God's not enough. Whoa. You say, well, those people were stupid. What the heck's the matter with them? We would never say anything like that. We would never think that God isn't, would we? That would never happen. You know, that would never happen. You ever notice how some people just can't be happy? They just can't be content no matter what. The Israelites spent 400 years in slavery. 400 years in Egypt as slaves. And every morning, every day, throughout the day, what do you think their prayer was? Lord, get us out of this slavery. Lord, if only we had freedom. Lord, if only you'd set us free. Lord, 400 years every day they pray for freedom. They get it. Finally, remember, you've read the Bible, you know, the Exodus, okay? They get the freedom, all right? It's summertime, all right? I don't know that it was summertime, but we're going to say it was summertime, all right? And they're going on a road trip, all right? Because we all know how much fun it is to take a large family on a road trip. And so they're taking all the Israelites on a road trip, and they no sooner get on the way to freedom than what? They complain. I'm thirsty. Are we there yet? How much longer? It's like the road trip from that place, you know? It's like on steroids. They complain all the time. Always complain. If only we had stayed in Egypt. We had water in it. So God gives them water. If only we had, we should have stayed in Egypt. We don't have any bread. So God gives them bread. All right, you see how this is going out? Oh, we're tired of the bread. Oh, if only we had some meat. So this time God answers the prayer, but this time he puts an edge on it. If you've read the Bible, it's really good. He puts an edge. I'm going to give you meat. Oh, yeah. You're going to have meat. And you're not going to have just meat one day. Oh, no, 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 no. And you're not going to have meat 3 days. Oh, no, no. Not 5 days, not 7 days, not 10 days, not 20 days. You are going to have meat every day for a month until what comes out of your nostrils and it's loathsome to you. They quit asking after that. You'd like to think that they would have quit asking, but the thing is, you know, it's so much easier to be able to laugh at them and all of their stuff. And yet, we find ourselves in danger sometimes of doing the exact same thing. If only I had more success at work. If only people recognized. If only I had this relationship. If only I had this. If only I had that. And what we're saying is that God's not enough. Now look, it's okay to have ambition. It's okay to have even possessions and even entertainment. These can all be good gifts, but they are lousy, terrible gods. And they're not to be worshipped. Not to be worshipped at all. And yet, there's that danger. You look at the society we've built. We have taller buildings and shorter temples, tempers. We have wider freeways and narrow points of view. We have multiplied our possessions and reduced our values. We talk too much, love too little, and lie too often. Amen. And we want to know why the world's in the shape that it's in. We're listening to voices on the TV and in the radio and the news side instead of listening to God, how God is calling us to be a voice of love and grace, to be the light, to be the salt, to be the people that make a difference, to be the people God calls us to be. But we look at the challenges and sometimes, you know, summer's not just a time for road trips, because there are some people who are not in love with the idea of a road trip. They've been on road trips. And they have prayed a vow, a solemn vow to God, if you ever let me get out of this road trip, I promise I'll never go on another one. Amen. Except for you're married to somebody who says, that's not what God told me. God can speak to me just as good as he can talk to you. Because I happen to think summer is a great time for movies. All right? Movies. That's what I'm thinking about. Some of you might remember years and years ago, I actually never did see this movie, but I read the book. Jaws, all right. And there's a great line. Remember when they first meet the shark and the back of the boat and all of that? And what does he say? We need a bigger boat, okay? They see that shark and they're like, whoa, we need a bigger boat. And sometimes I think as Christians, we look at the challenges we're facing and we say, whoa, we need a bigger God. Our God's not bigger. I got to get a bigger. Whoa, did you see the sign? God, you see this? Whoa, God, that, hello. We get scared. We're worried. We're facing a challenge and we're concerned that God's not going to be big enough, strong enough, loving enough, graceful enough. Whatever it is we're seeking, whether we're seeking forgiveness or reconciliation, whether we're seeking strength or wisdom, we get concerned. We get concerned and we worry that God is not going to be enough to help us meet the challenges that are before us. It's difficult. I understand that sometimes, you know, but the thing is, every time when you study the Bible, and it's not just the Israelites, and it's not just the New Testament people, they are just mirrors of ourselves. We understand that there are times when we get so tied up, and we're so thinking that the grass will be greener, if only, and if only, and if only, and what we're basically doing is rejecting God, not trusting God, and wanting to put something else on God's throne. That's basically what we're doing. It's always if only, if only. Talking about movies. Long, long time ago. I'm that old. Long time ago. Movies were only in black and white. Yeah, colors hadn't been invented yet. That was a good day. I remember the day we invented colors. That was nice. But anyway, it was called Key Largo. All right? Edward G. Robinson played the bad guy. He was a gangster. Okay? All right, and so he plays the bad guy, and he's taken this family hostage, okay? And his life is filled with violence and meanness and nastiness. It's just a terrible, terrible man. And somebody's asking him, why do you live like this? Why? What causes you to be like this? What do you want? Well, he's not a reflective man. He's never thought, and he doesn't know how to answer the question. He's puzzled. And one of the hostages, Humphrey Bogart, speaks up and says, I know what you want. You want more. And it's the gangster's face lightens. Like, that's it. That's it. That's what I want. I want more. More. Because whatever I have, it's not enough. Whatever we have, it's not enough. We always seem to be hungering, chasing after something more. We want more. Something different, more than what we have. I know a guy, you're going to know this guy. This guy built a financial empire that was the envy of the world. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. He wanted glamour. He wanted glamour. So he crashed into Hollywood, owned some studios, dated the starlets. But that wasn't enough. He wanted more. He wanted adventure. So he set airspeed records and invented airplanes and flew them. And that wasn't enough. He wanted political power. If he had political, and he gained political clout that was the envy of all senators. And yet when he died, he was a gothic horror. Barely 120 pounds stretched over a 6'4" frame. His fingernails, long, yellow, corkscrewed up. His teeth, black, rotten, stubs. Needle marks up and down his arm. Howard Hughes died a billionaire junkie. Now, if he had dated one more starlet, if he had made one more $1 million, if he had flown one more plane, would that have been enough? You see, we can talk about materialism in this room. In this room, we can talk about materialism. They've done polls. 89% of Americans think materialism is bad. Same poll, almost the same number. 89% of the Americans would be a lot happier if they only had whatever it was they're looking for. It's hard. We're tempted. We see others with other things that we think we would like to have. We're tempted sometimes, if we're honest. If we're honest, we're tempted sometimes to be like the Israelites who wanted a king because they saw in that king the answer to their fears, to their wants, to their desires. We're smarter than them. We're not looking for a king, but as I said in the Bible study, but what's in your happy meal? What's the happy meal you're chasing after? We're all going after some kind of a happy meal. There's something every one of us are seeking, something every one of us want to find. Junk food. Something instantaneous that we think will satisfy our souls and satisfy our cravings. And yet we know. That's why you're here today. You know how tempting those voices are, how strong that temptation is in our heart. And so we come and we gather and worship because here we're reminded about the truth. And the truth is that Jesus Christ is the living bread that satisfies. Only here, through Jesus, the bread of life, can that hunger ever, ever be satisfied. Only here, from that cup, will we not thirst anymore. Only here, through the gift of Jesus, through the gift of God's love, through the gift of God's grace, will we have the security to be able to face whatever the challenges that we have. Only here we are able to be reminded and to remember that God is more than enough. Amen.